The title of today's video is TOEFL IBT Grammar, Non-Restrictive versus Restrictive Adjective Clauses. The question is, use or not use commas? This is an issue that I've had to address in my newsletter. My TOEFL newsletter looks at some grammar things, and this is definitely one of them that comes up quite a bit. During TOEFL IBT writing, you will be using adjective clauses when you are combining a main idea with a support idea. Moreover, as you construct your adjective clauses, you have to make a decision about whether or not to use commas. You must be careful as you make this decision because using or not using commas may change the meaning of your sentence. Punctuating adjective clauses correctly sends a signal to TOEFL IBT human raters that you have good control of advanced grammar. Therefore, TOEFL IBT human raters will find it much easier to give you a higher writing score. Additionally, you will send a certain meaning to your readers if you choose to use or not use commas with your adjective clauses. For example, think about this sentence. Listen closely. The children who were playing soccer at the park are from Butterfield Elementary School. Now, I didn't use any commas there, and it means all the children at the park are from the elementary school. However, the sentence, the children, comma, who are playing soccer at the park, comma, are from Butterfield Elementary School, period, it means that some of the children at the park are from the elementary school, not all. Understanding the rules with punctuating adjective clauses is confusing for both non-native and native speakers alike. Part of the difficulty lies in learners' limited knowledge of punctuation in general. Additionally, a lack of extensive writing and reading experience may also complicate matters. Finally, the punctuation rules from other languages may differ from those in English. A simple set of rules can help you to improve your punctuating adjective clauses correctly. Number one, if the adjective clause is not necessary or non-restrictive, but simply adds meaning to the independent clause with which it connects, use commas. For example, Barack Obama, who was a senator from Illinois, is the next president of United States. Now, in that case, I would say Barack Obama, comma, who is a senator from Illinois, comma, is the next president of the United States. So I'm punctuating the adjective clause because it's not necessary to identify Barack Obama. Now, let's take a look at the second example. If the adjective clause is necessary, restrictive in meaning, to the independent clause with which it connects, do not use commas. Here's another example. The president who has served two consecutive terms is George W. Bush. In that case, I didn't use any commas at all because the adjective clause there is necessary to identify the subject of that sentence.